Welcome to Remelations. We're your hosts. I'm Mindy.
And I'm Brooke.
Remelations is a dream interpretation podcast where we read listeners' dreams, from nightmares to the just plain bizarre. Join us as we give you our comedic interpretation of your fucked up REM cycle. This week, I'm starting with a dream from Gianna that has to do with job loss, local fishing tactics,
eek,
and diners. Love a good diner.
Yummy. We've also got some amazing catnaps about, you know, choosing your favorite celebrity sex prize. Or sexting gone wrong, because when does it ever go right? Oh, and eggs in my water bottle.
No.
Okay.
No, don't need that.
Well, you're going to want to listen. It's good. And then, if you remember, Bestie, a few weeks ago, I promised a part two to my urban legend exploration, and you're going to want to hear some scary stories from around the U.S.
All right, Bestie, we're both battling cold, so let's just get this damn party started.
Woo! Fucking kids! Those little germ machines!
Well, that's an interesting way to start. I don't know if it came in on bleeping kids, but hi.
I hope not. Please. No, just because they're always sick and they're passing this shit around. And
did you get sneezed in the mouth again?
No.
Oh, thank God.
But my boss had a really bad ear infection. Mine just happened to rupture. You know me.
You said your ear... Drum?
So there's, you get water, you know, like liquid in your ear, and then ear infection, it can, the inner ear infection part can like rupture, and then the liquid like comes out, and it usually can heal on itself. Very rarely does it need surgery, and it's mostly that's for like little kids.
Yeah.
On my left one, they just did this little patch. It just kind of, it's like a Band-Aid. It just makes it kind
of
heal.
You put a Band-Aid on your ear. Inner ear.
Very, very tiny.
Band-Aid. I hope it's like a Snoopy one or a princess or something.
Oh, I picked a Snoopy one. You better believe it. I said,
Nice.
I don't want beige. I don't want gauze colored. I don't want anything of the norm.
No. Oh, poor girl. Oh, sorry. You're still in the dumps. I've been sick all week.
Spring break, too. I know you've been sick. I know you said you were starting to feel sick.
Yeah, like a week ago when we recorded, I was going to stay up and edit, and then I was just exhausted, and I woke up the next morning. I was like, oh, hell. I virtually caught whatever Brooke had. I blame Mark.
Don't blame this one on me. We record long distance.
So if my voice sounds a little weird tonight, it's because I've just been a week sick. I'm finally hopefully turning the corner on it. I don't know.
I hope so. We'll see. This one's a beast. Whatever's going around is a beast.
Not good. But you know what is good? Reading some dreams.
Yay! Let's do it.
Let's go. I'm starting today, tonight, whatever time you're listening to this, with a dream from Gianna. And she's from Great Falls, Montana.
Okay, Gianna.
She begins by saying, this dream was actually pretty mellow for one of my dreams, since I have frequent nightmares. I was napping midday when this all happened. Here's a dream. I got a job at a general store. It was in a strip mall.
Mm-hmm.
Near a river.
No, okay. Specific.
Very. It mostly sold unique drinks and snacks. Yeah. I had only been working there for about a week, but I enjoyed my job. One day, the owner, an old man, comes up to me. He mentions that the place isn't making enough sales, and he was more than likely going to have to shut it down, and I should start looking for a new job. This was stressing to me, because I was broke, and I liked the new job I had.
Aww.
Yeah.
Of course, you finally find a job you like, and they're like, sorry.
All you have to do is sell drinks and snacks. It's not hard. Once my shift was over, I went down to the river for some reason, and I wished to save the store. Suddenly, there was a flash.
Ooh.
And I was in the same spot, but everything was different. It seems like a moment, like a big moment, where it's all of a sudden like you wish for something, and then it's like...
Yes, and then it's like...
things change. Yes.
It's almost like when Dorothy walks out and everything's in color in The Wizard of Oz.
We're out of the woods. Oh, no, that was another part of the movie. But yes, yes. The Technicolor part.
Yes.
Some things around were missing or not there. I went to the store, and the whole strip of stores was different for some reason.
Hmm.
The store I had been working at earlier was now a diner. For some reason, the diner was in a house.
Still selling drinks?
Right, she's still selling foods and snacks. For some reason, the diner was a house rather than a business building. I saw people I knew as well, and my mother was there working to serve a few tables.
Oh, help. She's
for
nice.
Some reason, I know. For some reason, I went into the garage to discover it was converted to the kitchen. My mom didn't recognize me, and everything looked so retro, like I had gone to the past. I hope your mom was like wearing one of those like really cool diner outfits.
I hope
so.
I mean,
they still
do today. Yeah.
Yeah, the stockings,
like the little orthopedic mini shoes. Half apron and like the hat.
You have to have the hat.
They gotta have the hat.
If you're going into a diner, you sit on the counter or you find a booth?
Oh, I'd love a counter seat.
I do too.
I don't know why it's harder to...
I like sitting at a bar.
I know you like sitting at a bar for sure, but I... But I mean, diner, there's just something special about sitting at the counter at the diner, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like
it. Agreed. I do. I'm with you. I'm sitting right up on the counter.
I want to see the action.
Oh, yeah. You want to see him sling that hash.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
You want to see them spin that little ticket wheelie thing
and
bang the bell, you know? I get all the vibes.
Honor up.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. I got asked why I was there when I walked into the kitchen. And in a panic, I claimed, I thought this was the office. And I was looking for a job. The woman in the kitchen looked sad before responding and then told me the diner was going to shut down soon.
Jeez. This location is rotten.
You know, sometimes it's all about location. They said their most popular fish was too hard to catch. Then I was told if I wanted a job, I could catch some of these fish and sell them and they would pay me. I was very grateful for the opportunity. Okay, I will become a fisherman?
Gianna's just going to like go with the flow. She'll take whatever comes her way.
Not knowing what else to do now that I was suddenly in the past, I went to the river. I tried to wish to go back home, but I heard the river say, you can't go home until you save the store.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. She's at least that's how.
She's never going home. That store is unrescuable.
But I just feel that the river is saying it in that voice. You can't go home until you save the store.
Very spooky.
At this point, I figured, yeah, that river is probably evil, and this is dumb. Still, I asked to join some people on a large boat to fish. They accepted me and even had some fishing supplies they could allow me to use.
Well, this is very kind.
We went down to the river for a long time, and I tried to catch some fish. I could see the fish following us, but every time I tried to catch one, they'd eat the bait, hook, and all.
Oh, geez.
And swim away.
Yum. They're hungry for everything. They just come, ow. They just
I'm
bite the
worm
line.
And the hook. A few kids aboard the boat told me if I wanted to catch that type of fish, I was doing it wrong. They told me I had to go into the water and use my arm as bait.
Oh, one of those, what's that called? Mudding? No, no. What is it called?
Mudding. I think it's mudding. I think you're right. I
is
think you're
it
right.
Mudding?
Where you stick
like
your hand
that.
In a hole and get
hole,
a catfish?
Get a catfish?
No. That would be my worst nightmare.
I don't want to do that ever.
I'm not a huge fan of fish touching me. I mean, I don't mind. Like, snorkeling, I enjoyed that. But river animals?
River fish?
Muddy
Unless
river
it's
fish?
An otter?
Nah.
I'm not interested in too many river fish, sorry.
And if they can bite off a hook and not be concerned, they can bite your arm off and not be concerned either.
Have you seen the size of some of these river
I
creatures?
I can't. Yes. And because we have the National Mississippi River Museum is in our hometown.
Yeah.
And they have some of these giant nasty catfish. Ass, huge fish. And you're like, that Ugh. Swims in this river.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just think Everyone's about like international rivers and the beasts and those things.
Ooh,
just like the Amazon. Oh, think of all the creepy crawlies and swimmy swammers.
I'm not even trying to get into a nightmare, Brooke, but you're putting us there.
Okay, sorry.
I told the kids on the boat I didn't want to do that. That's Gianna's good. Like, no, I'm not going mudding. She's like, Brooke, no. Mm-mm. I want to save the store, but I'm not willing to sacrifice my arm for that.
I think I could find a different way.
let's use it. Anyone got a net? Or anything else.
Yeah. If we know they're in there, why can't we have someone come and scare it out into a net instead of using your hand?
Sounds much easier, yeah. All of a sudden, the boat began to sink.
Oh.
So whether Gianna wanted to use her arm as bait or not, guess what's going to happen?
It's going to be bait.
It's going to be bait. Yeah, that's how it reminded me when you said it.
As soon as I said it, that's what it reminded me of, too. I didn't mean it to, but...
We're no good.
It's gonna be bait.
Bait. It's got to be the title of the episode. Okay. I tried to escape, but I got sucked down with the boat.
Oh, no.
I passed out. And when I came to, the kids from the boat were telling me I needed to catch a train.
Oh, geez. She's got so much to do. One thing after another.
It's exhausting. It's an exhausting nap dream. Because remember, this is just a nap she had. Supposed to be restful.
This is
not stressful.
That
could be a t-shirt.
Mindy, write it down. That
restful.
Is good.
I'm going to write it down right now on my note card.
We both went, ooh.
Almost done here.
I just thought of a good idea.
Yes.
Our first ever top-bottom matching pajamas, and that could be, like, restful, not stressful, because they're resting
yes.
in their jammies.
Oh, my God. I love it. Okay. I love it.
We're going to have to work on that.
The rest of the dream, I was trying to catch up with the kids as they rushed to a rural train stop in the woods near the river.
Oh, boy.
I never caught up with them, but I saw them get on the train without me. No clue where that train was going, but it left and I was lost in the woods. No fish, no job. And then I woke up.
Oh, honey. I'm so sad. She worked so hard the whole goddamn dream.
Yes. Restful. Stressful, not restful.
She never stopped. Yes, stressful, not restful. She never stopped busting her butt the entire dream.
No. And that's what I'm going to talk about here. And when we get into like the analysis here, I think that you hit it exactly. We started a general store. For some reason, poor Gianna can't hold a job in this dream.
It's not her fault, though.
No, I agree. She enjoyed the job she had at the general store. You know, it kind of offered everything, obviously specializing in snacks and specialty drinks, but... It was obviously specializing. It was beyond her control that it was shutting down. But she felt sad. When we dream about losing a job, it can symbolize that something in your life is unstable or a part of your life you don't feel in control of.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for Gianna in this dream, the whole dream, she's trying to like gain that stability or gain that control or better herself in one way or another.
She is.
So then we have some weird time shift where all of a sudden it seems like she went backwards in time, which is unusual in a dream.
Right.
So she finds the general store, but now it's a diner in a house, also weird. Her mom's there. And the thing about this like renovation or back renovation to a diner, it's familiar. Like it's a house, mm-hmm. but it's never everything's not where it's supposed to be. The kitchen's right. in the garage. Mom's there, but mom doesn't recognize her, which
mm-hmm.
it can be very traumatic in a dream.
Even a diner itself is like recognizable.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when you're a kid, you remember the first time you go to a diner and you're like, cool, you know, like yes. let's sit at the counter. And so that's also a comforting mechanism, mm-hmm. maybe, that it's a diner and inside a house. It's
yeah.
double comfort.
But she doesn't have a job here either. She's like, can I get a job? I know I'm not from this era. She's got like the puffy coat era. On from Back to the Future. Yes. And she's like, but.
The life preserver.
But like that, yeah, that bright orange puffy.
The puffy, you know, jacket. The puffer jacket.
It's recognizable.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. And Gianna, here, we're going to do this for you. For you only, okay. Because you time travel as well. We're going to hashtag him.
This has to be time traveling and everything. Yes.
Okay.
Hashtag.
What does Michael J. Fox dream?
Ooh.
Yes. I would love to. I always say that about everyone, but I would love to know each and every one that we've ever said. But
I'd love to just, pick his brain out in general. Yeah, hang out. I'm sure he's got so many stories.
And he just seems like such a genuine, nice guy. Everything I've heard. Just super helpful. It does things for people. Just the nicest person. And those are the people I want to talk to.
Yeah, me too.
Not the mean people, of course. So going back in her puffy orange vest that she borrowed from Michael J. Fox, she loses her second job. Or she doesn't even get the job to begin with.
Mm-mm.
Instead, she gets an opportunity, which is to go fishing in the local river to find the special local fish that everyone must like, and it would boost their sales, I guess. So Gianna's like not taking no for answer. She's like, well, hell, I'm stuck here anyways. I might as well go fish. I don't know how to fish. Finds herself a boat.
Don't you think the locals would have figured this out by now? Why is it all up to
Gianna? Put your arm in the water. But they didn't share that tidbit in the beginning.
Your little dangly arm looks like a nice little tasty worm in the water.
Oh, we got five worms.
Or five worms on the end of one big worm. Depends on how big the fish is.
If it's a river fish, Brooke, you know it's huge.
Yes, those damn monsters.
And here's the thing I found so interesting. Fish played so well into the interpretation of this dream. So here's something I found about Dream About Fish.
Okay.
Dream of a fish means you're a diligent person whose mind is focused on achieving goals.
Mm.
And I think that sums up Gianna in this dream 100%.
I was going to say, that's right on the nose.
She's continually trying to better herself or finding a way to be better or to get a job or to find some stability in her life.
And to help the community. Yes. I mean, not just
save
herself.
The diner, as the river said.
Save everybody. Listening to the river.
Save the diner, save your soul. I don't think that's what it said, but I'm going to throw that in like there because it sounds dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about rivers before, but it can mean your path in life. It can also mean emotion. And this one, I feel it takes more of like an emotional symbolism that, you know, she's just trying. She just wants to find that happiness, that stability. And then this stinking ship sinks.
In this stinking, again, stinky water.
It's loss of control. It's loss of stability when a ship sinks. So everything, and the boat's not even stable to begin with, right? Boats,
no.
I mean, depending on the size of the boat, a canoe is not very stable. But like, she's just trying to find that stability and everything just keeps coming out from under her.
Literally, this one literally comes out from under her as the boat sinks. It literally is dragging her. Down.
Yeah. This whole journey that she's on, and it could be a job, it could be a higher education pursuit or something she just wants to learn in general, like to better her life, a skill, a hobby, whatever it is, she's just trying to improve herself throughout this dream. The next part, when you mentioned that this ship sunk and brought her down, she did pass out, she said. She blacked out.
Yeah.
And then it was like, everyone's catching a train. Now we got to go catch a train. So what's the next thing?
The train's going to crash, and then she's going to have to pull people out of the wreckage and save them by carrying them on her back to the nearest hospital.
Which then is another diner.
Which they're not hiring. So
no, can't be a nurse. Sorry, we're full. So that does a train represent her next adventure? So that like pass out moment where she kind of blacked out, is it?
That was the end of. Is that the end of chapter one, and the train is chapter two?
And she again, she's like starting with trying to catch the train, and she misses it. Either way, is it a missed opportunity? Is it something that she is so close to achieving something of her goals, and it's just right beyond her reach.
Right.
If she hadn't passed out, I'm sure she would have caught it on time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she passed out from lack of oxygen, too. I don't know if she was, like, maybe up for sprinting towards a train, either.
A little out of breath. A little wet.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I got to get on that train.
Overall, Gianna, this is a crazy dream to have for a nap dream.
Yeah, no kidding.
Actually, they're some of my favorite dreams because you don't often fall into such a deep sleep cycle that you do have crazy dreams when you're napping. Gianna, I just feel like you've got goals, you're trying to get them, and then no matter what's happening to you in your life, you're still working on improving yourself. And I think your mind is just recognizing you for that. And I think that's amazing. And I think your next opportunity is right around the corner.
Just get it, girl.
Jump on that train. Just jump on it, even if it's already left the station.
Jump on it.
Pick up. You know how, like, in the movies, they're just, like, running alongside and they
and they
just
grab the ladder and they can just pull themselves up.
I feel Gianna's got that in her future.
She's got it. And she's going to meet a lot of nice travelers along the way. Follow travelers. Ride in the rails.
Ride in the rails. Thanks, Gianna, for sharing your dream.
Yes, yes. Thanks, Gianna. And speaking of sharing, this is
because sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring, and you know how you can share and care about the show? You can go to revelations.com/support. You can do so much. You can share a dream like Gianna did, or maybe a dream story. You can also check out our hot merch. Yeah, become cool.
Hot merch. Selling
like hotcakes. And of course, the Sleepover Squad. Woo, that's always the fun one. Check it out.
Hey, you bestie out there. You know what time it is? It is catnap time. This is where we read a bunch of your dreams, real short, real sweet. One sentence can be just anything at all, a dream story or something that happened to you in bed.
Ooh.
I don't know if we've gotten those yet, but sure, you can send them directly to Brooke.
Let me give you my personal email address.
And especially if you're rich and handsome and tall and dark and handsome and rich.
All of those, I'll give you my phone number.
Bessie, catnaps are a time we just read through a bunch of them so we can get as many of you on the show as possible. Brooke, let's kick it off.
I can't think of any better way to kick this off than Trisha from Arlington, only because you'll see in a second. In my 30s, and I've never had this experience before, was taking a cat nap. That's the title of the segment. This morning, and had a short dream. In the dream, I was with familiar people and the mood was light and fun. Someone made a joke and a funny face, and for some reason, it was the funniest shit I had ever seen or heard in my entire life. I think I've been there. Mm-hmm. Have you been in that place, Mindy? Oh, gosh. I woke up full-blown laughing, and my husband looked at me like I was having a stroke. I said to him, I've never had a funny dream before. That was great. Then dozed off again.
Oh.
And as she continues by saying, it was wild. I hope it happens again. Way better to wake up laughing than crying or terrified.
Absolutely. Agreed. It's nice to have a good one.
It is. And I love how she doesn't even have to share what the joke was or the facial expression. It's like, I was already laughing because, you know, like, everyone's been, like, with family and friends and it might be the stupidest thing and you just... I mean, cannot. It happened to me last night at my parents' house. There was a mix-up with some pancake story. And my dad kept calling, saying, you can eat the leftover pancakes. And my mom and I are in the kitchen. And she's like, I threw those away yesterday. They were really old. And dad kept going, no, they're in the fridge. And, like, my mom and I were just kept laughing about this pancake thing.
Insisting.
And then the whole time... He was right, because he had gone out to breakfast and had left over pancakes, not the ones he had made last week. So there were pancakes in there. And then that got us going even more.
Oh, my gosh. Doesn't matter. Pancakes, always a good laugh.
Always a good laugh.
And smile.
So thanks, Trisha.
All right. Next, I have Andy from Springfield, Massachusetts. Today, I had a dream about standing in a forest while an evil creature said, "Burn, burn, burn."
Yikes.
And suddenly I saw a lightning strike after he said that chant. And then I woke up. Oh. Andy, I'm glad it just didn't hit you. I mean, you would burn, burn, burn pretty quick.
Burn, burn, burn.
Ow.
That ring of fire. Ouchie, ouchie.
Burn. Yes, Andy, thank you.
Okay, this is Deborah from Pasadena. I had a hilarious dream. I'd won a contest.
Yay.
And the prize was to sleep with a celebrity of my choosing.
Oh, hey-o! My God. That is the best prize.
A flamboyant gay guy, the contest host, was guiding me through the process of choosing my celebrity.
Oh my God, can we just line them up? Do I have to pick one?
Can I tell you, or do I have to pick from the ones presented to me? I think that's the case, because I don't think everyone would be up for this. Right. We were walking through the hallway of a luxurious hotel, and the names of different celebrities were displayed on each of the doors.
Like it?
Unfortunately, I was only seeing the names of much older, and this is Brooke saying this, dead celebrities like Bob Hope and Frank Sinatra. and feeling a lot of disappointment started setting
in. Yeah, you think?
I'm like, geez, I thought I had this great prize.
I thought I could choose any celebrity. Now I gotta choose between Bob Hope and Frank Sinatra. I don't know what I'm going with. Read the fine print.
The host suggested that we try another floor of the hotel.
Please.
But just as we did, we passed by Sting's door. And I thought to myself, okay, if I don't find anyone else interesting, I'll at least come back for Sting.
I can't disagree.
After all, he practices tantric sex.
So she's
like, okay, it's not all lost yet.
They're not all dead.
I could be having sex with a live person.
That's preferable.
When we arrived at the next floor, the host excused himself to visit the restroom.
I think he went back down to Bob Hope's room.
He's like, I'll be right back. Gotta give myself a little Sinatra time.
Actually, he's with Sting. Damn it.
He's with Sting. And you're like, oh, sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt. Okay. The host excused himself to visit the restroom while I looked around, and that's when I spotted Rob Lowe's door.
Oh, okay.
When the host returned, yes, Rob Lowe, okay.
I'm
in. Take him over Sting.
Sure. And Bob Hope. And it's not, he's at the top of the list so far. One out of four.
He is the top of the list.
This must be a very small hotel.
When the host returned, I gave him a thumbs up and said, I'm good.
Oh,
he smiled and walked over to see whose door I had chosen and gave me a knowing nod in all the ladies like Rob Lowe kind of way.
Oh, yeah.
This house knows. Poor Rob Lowe's like, not another one. I'm so tired.
It's you like we're sex trafficking celebrities now. Oh, God.
We are. You tell them between me or Sting, and I'm so tired all the time. When I finally met him, is this a movie you've seen? We'll see. I finally met him, it was the adorable bad boy St. Elmo's Fire version of Rob Lowe. He was naughty. He was not a good boy.
Oh.
Unfortunately, we never did sleep together because I spent my allotted time helping him find his missing cat, and his room was decidedly too bright for sex, considering my middle-aged mom bod.
Keep the lights on, girl. Who cares?
Keep the lights on, and you get you some. Come on.
Get you some low love.
Get yourself some low love.
I liked that dream a lot. The possibilities of that dream.
The possibilities.
Wow. It's amazing how her dream weaved itself in that one.
And why did it choose the celebrities it did?
Because yes, that's what I'm
obviously
so curious about.
they're not her favorite select. I mean,
right.
Like, she chose Rob Lowe, fine, but like, obviously that wasn't like her top.
So choice. Weird.
I don't know.
Love it though. Love it. Continuing kind of on the same idea. This is Tanya from Newtonsburg, Wisconsin.
Mm.
And she starts with a little context. A little context before I start my dream.
Excellent.
I met this guy on a dating app a couple days ago. We both felt a genuine connection from the beginning. We met up in person yesterday, and we both felt happy to see a potential in dating each other in the future. But when I went to sleep last night, I had a weird dream, and I'm not sure what the meaning is.
Mmm, intriguing.
Yes, I am intrigued. Yes, what's your mind trying to tell you? Let's find out. I believe the dream started off at a family gathering with my best friend also being there. I put my phone on my night table and went to hang out with my sister and cousins. When I got back, I seen texts from him saying that he's done with me, and he didn't expect the... When I got back to my room, I saw texts from this guy saying he was done with me, and he didn't expect to see the videos he did. I got so confused until I started scrolling up in the chat and seen someone had sent sex videos of me and other guys to him on my phone.
Ooh.
That's rude.
Why is she having sex with so many guys, though, and why is she recording all of it?
Who cares? Girl, get as much sex as you want and you can. I cried so hard in the dream. Aww. I lost all contact with him because he blocked me. I asked my friend if I could text him on her phone, so she gave me her phone, but I forgot his number, so I couldn't message him to explain. I was devastated in the dream, since I felt like I lost him forever.
Oh, that's such a sad feeling, though, like when you actually feel that, you know, and you can't shake that feeling.
What does it mean? I think, you know, if it's a possibility of a dating relationship, you know how you just kind of want to make yourself look good? You don't want to get into your past, especially past relationships. But who's the fucker that sent these photos and videos? That's what I want to know.
Rude.
Don't be sending other people shit.
Rude. Invasion of privacy.
To jail you go.
Away you go.
I don't like that part, but you know, maybe she's just feeling a little vulnerable in this new relationship, and get it all out there. Talk about it. If he likes you,
That's what you have to do. Really, is get it all out there because
it's an uncomfortable conversation.
It's always gonna come up. You might as well get it all the way right from the jump,
or you don't even have to have it all. Just be like me and be like, I don't care. Wait, I don't care.
No, like,
let's just worry about us.
Let's just smile.
Okay. I don't care how many, what your body count is, as the kids say these days.
What?
Really? That's, you don't know? It's called a body count? What's your body count? Yeah.
That's what it's.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's so impersonal, but I guess sex doesn't have to be personal, you know?
True. Not all of it.
Or any of it sometimes.
Or any of it. But thanks for sharing, Tanya. And I hope this new relationship works out. Let us know.
I hope you have found your last body in your body count.
Ooh. Number 101, right after Rob Lowe.
She got Sting, some low time.
And Bob Hope. And Frank Sinatra. That's five right there.
She's like, no, since I don't get to choose, I'm going to choose all five of my suitors.
Of course. It's a dream. Why not?
This is Fran from Jasper.
Mm-hmm.
So recently in my dreams, a woman with a white wedding-looking dress keeps appearing in the background. Like, for example, on a bench in the park. And sometimes when I went to the house with my parents in a dream, she's right next to my parents, like she is their friend. But then I look away, poof, she disappears. When I mention it to my parents, they seem to notice too and question her about it. The catch
ma'am,
is...
where'd you go?
Ma'am, are you
wedding
bothering
dress,
my
girl.
Daughter? Hello?
Where are you at?
Can't see you. The catch is that I can't see her face, and every time I try to, she keeps disappearing. And I swear I saw her face one time, but I can't remember it. And when I try to think of her face, my brain makes a horrifying image of a woman standing right in front of me, like it's a photo.
A jump scare.
It is like,
yeah. I hate those.
The face is cut below the nose.
Oh.
And my mind tries to imagine, so specific, right?
Like, yes, right.
This photo, mm-hmm. and it's cut halfway off. It's, every part of it's creepy. And my mind tries to imagine the rest of it, but it creates a smile with her mouth open, which mm-hmm. extends to the ears, and she doesn't have top teeth, only the bottom one.
Oh.
And in that moment, I froze. I don't know why, but I was terrified of this image and couldn't move for a good 2 seconds. And then I woke up.
Oh. Mm. It's like a jack-o'-lantern smile.
It's like the Joker, like,
yes, way ear too to big. Ear. Well, we see a lot of that, those like big, unnaturally creepy. Big ear-to-ear smiles. I don't,
and
yeah,
usually
don't
like with pointed teeth, or this one was just one tooth, like.
Ooh, was it pointed? I don't think it matters if it's pointed or not. If it's just one, that's just creepy on its own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gross.
Thanks, Fran.
Well, I'm going to keep it on kind of a gross level here.
Yes, let's keep it up.
This is Dean from Minneapolis. I was drinking from a plastic water bottle. After a few minutes, I looked at the back of the package of the water bottle and could see transparent eggs floating around in it. I could feel a slight panic and nervousness set in as I thought I might have accidentally ingested the eggs. As time passed, the eggs in the water bottle were now more developed, and I could feel tiny beetles in my mouth as if there was food stuck between my teeth.
No, why are you drinking?
I would spit them out constantly. They looked like black carpet beetles, just smaller than average. No matter how many times I would spit them out, they would constantly be there. As time passed, I was now spitting out parts of insect wings. When I had checked the package again, I saw on the labeling there were now large insects that had wings on them. So, like, is it one of the... When you put something in the sun, like, the picture kind of develops a little bit slowly, it's like, oh, here's some eggs. Oh, here's a mini beetle. Oh, here's a full insect with wings that is going to develop inside your mouth. Inside your mouth.
In your teeth.
I think that's gross. I don't even know what to say. That's nasty, Dean. That's nasty.
Dean, come on. But it was a good one. Okay. This is Lonnie from Toledo. I had a dream where I was on RuPaul Drag Race. Yes.
Nice.
And I grew multiple limbs so I could win one of the challenges.
Wow. Okay. More arms to decorate.
And I guess if you are able to grow arms, I guess that's not cheating, right? I don't know.
No, I mean, I don't think
that's cheating. Because production interfered, I lost, and they had to figure out how to remove my extra limbs.
No, rude.
Yeah, if they were going to come up with this way to grow extra limbs, they should have come up with a way to get them off as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We used an axe, and it was really messy and painful. And then I woke up. Yeah.
I would say that would be, I would tune in for that episode, though.
I would watch. Be like, could you imagine previews for next week? The arm challenge. Will everyone leave with their arms? Some might have 2, 3, maybe more.
That's a shame, though. Sorry to hear about your arms.
Sorry about your arms, son. Sorry.
Okay. I'm going to wrap it up with Rowan from Arcadia. I started having sleep paralysis at 12.
Yeah.
Jeez. My first time, I woke up unable to move. There were 3 silvery, shadowy figures standing over my bed. One was just reaching towards me and asking me to help, but not speaking. I could just feel what it was trying to say. The other 2 figures were trying to pull him away. I told him non-verbally that I couldn't help them and I needed them to leave, and they did. I've had multiple other instances, but by far the most chilling one that has really stuck with me happened when I was 14. I was laying on my back in bed, and I woke up to the creepiest creature. It was like a pile of bubbling, oozing goo laying in bed next to me and looking at me, speaking in a high-pitched, watery, gurgly voice, telling me it was my mom.
Ew!
But I'm just little mom, darling. I tried as hard as I could, while paralyzed, to tell it I knew it wasn't my mom, and to go away. After maybe a minute of this, I was finally able to wiggle my fingers a little bit, which helped me get out of my paralysis, and the creature went away. I don't like the fact it took on, like, a role of someone you like. Like, ah, trust me, I'm your mom. And he's like, no, no, you're not. That's get out the fuck out of my bed.
He's like, you're a demon, I know it, and you're tricking me.
At least he's smart enough to realize that, Rowan. Even at, you know, 12, 14.
That's
young. He knows not to trust those shadowy paralysis fuckers.
No, those paralysis fuckers indeed.
They're always trying to trick you. Lesson one of Revelation's sleep book.
Sleep
Don't
school.
Trust the sleep paralysis fuckers.
The end.
Coming to you in 2030.
It's going to take us a minute to write
that
this
That gives us 6 year stride up, Brooke. We got time. We do a chapter a day.
I was going to say, we could do a chapter a day.
No, a chapter a year.
That's not a chapter a day. I was like, a chapter a day. No, we can do a chapter a six a month. Months. Two chapters a year.
Fine. Okay. 2030. Look for our book. It's called Don't Mess with the Sleep Fuckers. It says, a restful sleep isn't a...
We're scream queen, dream queens.
It's supposed to, the title is going to say, it's supposed to be restful, not stressful, by the dream queens.
Yes! Perfect. Write it down.
I got it.
Okay.
I'll start looking for a publisher.
Okay. We're like, we're going to need about 6 years.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit. Because the back half is just a dream dire, like a dream analysis
glossary.
Encyclopedia.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, gosh. It's going to be great.
Thank you, Gianna, for your wild dream. We really enjoyed that one. And quite an interesting mix of catnaps tonight.
Yep.
I loved it. I loved it. Grab bag. Thank you so much for everyone for sharing. Keep them coming. So, Mindy, do you remember a few weeks ago I was talking about some ancient urban legends about dreams?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Well, I thought we'd continue that because I have a few more.
Promised part two?
Promised part two, and it's coming up, you know. Basically, you know, most urban legends stem from somewhere. Are they somebody's nightmare, somebody's vivid imagination, or are they based on real events? Mm-hmm, so I thought we'd start off today with Mindy's favorite, a little quiz.
Yay, I got my pen. I'm ready.
This is fun. Now, these are some kind of known urban legends, urban myths, and I just want you to guess if they are true or not based on a real event. So just two options. Is it basically true? Yes, that happened, or not based on a real event?
Okay. Yay, nay.
Okay, yay, nay. The Bloody Mary mirror game is based on Queen Mary I, who bathed in the blood of virgins to stay youthful.
Huh.
I love how you just literally crossed your arms and leaned back.
Leaned back. Because, you know, I'm going to overthink this.
I know.
I could just give you a quick answer, but...
I know you're going to overthink it.
I'm like, this is, like, old-timey queen shit. And I'm saying that... She was a bad bitch. I'll say, yeah, true.
No, not a real event.
Damn it. We should try it, though.
I think that did happen. It's just not necessarily related to the Bloody Mary urban legend. Because I've heard of rich socialites and stuff. Even to this day doing it. Like, not maybe the blood of virgins.
They have weird. Yeah, they're like, weird. We're going to try it. It might be the fountain of youth. And it's like, no, you just look like a fool.
Yep. Oh, Mindy, you might know this one. The backdrop of a scene in The Wizard of Oz, who has Mindy's aunt in it.
Great aunt was
great aunt.
Munchkin, yes.
Shows an actor who had hung himself. True
not
or
true.
False? It is not true. Good job.
That one I know. I know a lot about Wizard of Oz.
That's what I was like, Mindy might know this one. Ooh, alligators living in New York City sewers might seem preposterous, but a sewer gator has been spotted before. True or false?
That has to be true. There's so many things in the New York sewers. That has to be true.
Oh, that is true.
Gross.
I'm not going down there.
I'm not. No. Mm. You can't
pay
me enough.
That was like your dream with the sewer pipe full of crocodiles.
And no, that wasn't my dream. That was a dreamer's dream.
I'm sorry. I meant the dream that you...
Oh, a dream I read. Yes.
The dream you read. Sorry. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you have a car, you can
just drive them over. Get points. Ding, ding, ding. All those coins. Just like Mario Brothers.
Now, this one I hadn't heard of. Have you heard of the Maine Hermit?
No.
The Maine Hermit, a man who lived in the woods for decades and stalked campers, waiting for the right moment to snatch their belongings, was a real person. True or false?
So he just stole stuff?
Yes.
Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Then I'm going to say true.
It is true. It's still creepy, though. Like
he's like one of those... What animal is it that like steals shiny things? Like a... Ricky Ticky Tabby. What? mongoose.
Mongoose.
But are they like imagine, things that like,
you come back and like you're like, what's missing? And then that feeling of being like,
that would creep me out.
Invaded your personal space. Like,
camping's one of those very trusting activities as it is. Like, you really trust society and people you're around that are complete strangers not to murder you in a paper thin nylon tent.
Yeah, and they're, like, very close to you as well. The legend, this is one I remember growing up. The legend of thugs driving around and killing anyone who flashes their headlights at them is based on actual gang initiation rites. True or false?
I do remember this one as well, because I think we freaked ourselves out a few times doing this.
We sure as hell did.
Yeah, you know it. I'm going to say it's false, though. I feel like false.
Correct. It is. It is false.
I feel it's like generalizing said, a population here.
It is.
Oh, the gangs are going to come get you. Like,
well,
no.
Yeah. And this one even says, you know, thugs. Like, this
yeah,
says
thugs. Okay.
Thugs. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. So just a couple more here. Have you heard of Cropsey? Cropsey's kind of a famous one.
No.
Cropsey is a legend of Staten Island. He's like the boogeyman of Staten Island and disembowels children who wander into the woods. And Cropsey was inspired by an actual person. True or false?
Was his name Cropsey because he cropped people up? At first I thought he said Flopsy. I'm like, well, that's not a very scary name.
Cropsey.
But Cropsey, definitely a little more, but not super scary.
No, it sounds kind of like a clown's name. Here comes Cropsey the clown.
Cropsey. I'm going to say no only because I hope it's not true.
It's true. That's a real scary one. And I think there's a good documentary out there on it, but I haven't seen... I mean, I think it's several years old.
Okay.
But I've always...
I look into that one.
I want to look into it too, because I just remember seeing like an ad for it on like HBO or Max or something, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I could kind of want to check that one out.
It's one of those, it's like a nice fall asleep too thing. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I love those. Yeah. Okay.
The good news is we're back to watching Air Disasters before bed, because we couldn't watch them leading up to the vacation, because Mark's like, I can't watch Air Disasters. And now we're back from vacation and with no intention of flying anytime soon. So now we're back to watching Air Disasters before
bed. Is that just like puts you in your happy place?
It's either murder or Air Disasters, so I don't know.
You know what? I can't say anything. One of my comfort shows I think I've talked about many times is Oz.
Yeah.
From HBO, you know, very violent, very rapey. But for some reason, I don't know, the stories and the actors are so ahead of their times that I just, it's good. Weird stuff. Okay. Weird stuff.
Yep. Air. Whatever it takes.
Whatever gets you to sleep, man. Okay, last but not least, the corpse of outlaw Elmer McCurdy, who died in 1911, was mistaken for a prop and displayed in a funhouse in Long Beach. True or false?
This one I know is true, because I've heard this story before.
I've heard this one, too.
It's wrong.
It is true.
It's so wrong. You can't just take
like
someone's body and just...
skeleton.
No, they it's moved gross. It Let all them rest around in peace.
Too. I think oh, it just yeah. ended in Long Beach, right? But I feel yes. like it maybe like
it was moved like a traveling circus a show thing.
That's yeah. oh
poor man. Poor, poor guy.
Well, he got a show, I guess. He got to see part of the country.
you don't get any of the cuts of the profits, though. That's the thing that sucks. Like, they're just
I would just be
monetizing off your dead body.
Do you really think it was an accident, or do you think people were just sick? Do you think there was a genuine mix-up that mm-hmm. it said he was mistaken for a prop? Do you really think that, or do you think they were
no?
Okay?
I think they just I don't because you can't. I think you would know if it's a real thing or not.
Well,
I mean, maybe not the people visiting it, but the people putting it on display had to have known.
Because flesh has to rot off of it.
It's got not a like smell.
It doesn't just turn to skeleton overnight. No. Like, you die and...
There's the a whole process.
There's a whole process, people.
The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out.
The worms play pinochle on your snout.
That's right.
Why don't you kind of take us a little bit around the country and some of the areas that have, like, this is their urban legend.
Like, yeah,
in Louisiana, they have the Grunch. Have you ever heard of the Grunch?
No.
Cracked me up too.
It's like the Grinch's cousin?
It may be. Maybe. The Grunch makes their... Oh, sorry. Grunch is plural. Mm. The Grunch make their home in East New Orleans.
The Bend in New Orleans. Okay. I didn't see a Grunch there.
I
saw a lot of drunk people.
Well, Grunch Road is an old dirt road that leads deep into the woods and eventually to a dead end. It was a favorite place for teenagers to go and do whatever teenagers do. Hello, any like dead end?
I don't know. Woods? We've done that.
I think we've done it
several times.
Yeah. You know, but whatever teenagers do until they learned about the Grunch.
Can you come up with a less scary name? Because, like, that's not scary at all.
I know, like...
Ooh, the Grunch is going to get you.
The Boogalooga bubble is going to get you.
No. He's going to tickle you.
The Grunch are rumored to be a group of deformed, half-human, half-monsters that resulted from years of isolation in the Louisiana bayous. See, this makes me think, like, that shit can happen sometimes.
Could be, yeah. I saw an X-Files episode about that.
Yeah, and you know
remember that one?
True.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Mm-hmm. I was just watching some X-Files last night. That's fine. In present day, it's said that if you find yourself on Grunch Road, don't get out of your car.
They even label the road that they haunt. Like, wait. Can you be any more obvious?
And we haven't heard.
I would change it to like Piccadilly Lane or something, like Candy Cane Street.
If you find yourself on Grunch Road, don't get out of your car if you see a goat who looks injured.
I probably wouldn't anyway.
The stories say that the Grunch use goats to lure people out of their cars so they can eat them and drain their blood. The Grunch, come on.
Not scary. Not scared of the Grunch. I'm not getting out of my car for a goat. I'm sorry.
I probably would.
Brooke, you probably would. Me, I'm like, it's a goat. It's fine. It can, it'll figure it itself out.
It'll figure itself out.
That's not right. My goat, not my problem.
That's right. I love that. Not my goat, not my problem. All right, here's one from California. This is the Charman.
Oh. See, that's a much more scary name.
That sounds scarier than Grunch.
I'm ranking them. Charman. Grunch. Definitely. Grunch. Grunch.
This is Mindy's rating the scariness of the name.
So. Charman?
In the lead.
A little more scary. Yeah, in the lead.
The Charman calls Ojai his home. Charman's origin story is gruesome. A father and son were both caught in a house fire and horribly burnt in 1948.
1948?
Yes. Isn't this weird? Okay. This is like,
Urban legend. Okay.
Some of these that I was very surprised are newer. So that's what makes me think, like, with vivid imagination and our nightmares that we have nowadays, we can make them seem like there's something more, you know? But
okay. I mean, probably to younger people, 1948, that does seem like a long time.
Old, but not...
But I'm like, that's like our parents' siblings' ages. Like, our aunts and uncles
were born
around.
Yeah. After the fire, the son became so mentally unstable that he killed his father. When the police found the son, he was so unrecognizably burnt, they didn't realize he was alive.
No.
So he ran away before they were able to arrest him for the murder of his father.
That's sad if it's true.
The story goes that ever since then, the Char Man can be spotted wandering the woods surrounding Ojai, occasionally approaching tents of innocent campers.
No, not the camping tents.
Get out of the campgrounds, people.
Get yourself a trailer.
Or pretending to be a hitchhiker and then attempting to attack them.
This one, if it is true, could be very sad. And
It's very sad.
Yeah. But I mean, would you pick up a hitchhiker ever in your life? I mean, Brooke, I know we talked about you let in a DoorDash guy last week because he was cold. So I do feel like, and you'd stop for a bleeding goat. Would you pick up a hitchhiker that looked like he was burnt?
The thing with a hitchhiker is, at least nowadays, I'm thinking back in the day, like if I had
The 70s.
I say I probably would have.
Sure.
But nowadays, with cell phones, I'd be like, I'm going to pull up the road. I'm going to call for help and be like, this guy is wandering Grunch Road with no face.
No. But you don't turn down Grunch Road. I told you. It's not the right. That's not how you get to my house.
I need you to turn go to down Ojai.
Water Street, Brooke. Water Street. Oh, shit. Did I just triangulate myself? I'm sure there's more than one Water Street by me. It's fine.
I think so. So that's Charman. I never heard of him, but yeah, that could be.
Could be scary, yeah.
That could be scary, yeah. Okay, how about this? We're moving back across the country. We're going to Georgia. The ghost.
I'll be in Georgia in June.
Well, you'll have to check this out.
I hope it's near where I'm going. It's a big state, but I'm going to try.
It's a big state. The ghost of Lake Lanier. Lake Lanier.
Oh my gosh. This is, everyone knows this one.
I had never heard
of it. You've never heard of Lake Lanier?
No, Lanier is the largest man-made lake in Georgia. The end. No, just kidding. The end. At the bottom of Lake Lanier lies almost fully intact towns, ferries, a racetrack, and multiple cemeteries. This is fascinating. Fascinating.
Yeah. Just like flood a valley.
Yeah. I mean, you do.
Why not?
You very much know this story. I'll just go over it briefly then. The government, in its determination to create this lake, bought up entire towns in order to clear the space for the lake after they received congressional approval in 1946. So again, this isn't that old.
Yeah.
However, they decided to just let the water cover up the towns rather than demolishing them.
Yep. Flood it. Just flood it all.
Easy peasy.
But you know, it's interesting because the place that we have our cabin in Iowa, our little lakeside cabin, is the same way. They flooded like farms. They just dammed it up and just flooded everything. And supposedly there's like a big windmill underneath the middle of the lake that was just kind of left and when it was flooded.
Wouldn't you like to snorkel or scuba down at Lake Lanier? But
No, because I've heard way too many. Just jumping ahead of you here. I've heard too many ghost stories about trying to dive there and snorkel there and
ghosts. Oh my gosh! That much.
Might have to deep dive into Lake Lanier.
We might have to deep dive into Lake Lanier, and I would be happy to do that.
Okay.
There have been unusual number of freak accidents and deaths on the lake from 1994 to 2020. There have been a total of 203.
Damn. That's too many.
A lot.
Yeah. That is a lot.
Many of the bodies of people who drowned have never been recovered. People have reported feeling arms and legs in the water, but have not been able to find them right after, leading to believe that spirits still roam the lake.
Well, I just looked it up, and when I'm in Georgia this in June for our son's baseball, I'm only an hour away from Lake Lanier. I might have to make a day trip.
Don't go in the water. Don't go in the water.
I won't. I will just look from this side and then just see if I see anything creepy.
I'm folding this in half so I remember. I'd like to look into that one a little bit more, because that is fascinating.
Yes, that's a crazy story.
This one I liked, but I don't, well, let's just say it's from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It's never called been. The Bus to Nowhere.
I'm still stuck on this Charman.
Okay.
Number one. Bus to Nowhere. Doesn't sound great. Sounds like a Twilight Zone episode.
Well, it kind of is.
Okay.
The story of this bus is quite sad.
Oh, no.
In Philadelphia, there's rumored to be a bus that doesn't have an end destination. The story says that the bus only picks up passengers at their lowest moments who need to get away from their problems.
I don't like
Once
this.
The passenger is ready to face the world, they can get off the bus.
I feel like there's a catch.
But the passenger has no idea how long they've been on the bus for. It could have been hours, days, or even years.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I think it's a fascinating idea, though. Like, I don't believe it's happening. But I'd like
mentally,
to
though. Like, if you're feeling at your lowest, wouldn't you like someone to come pick you up and drive you around for a while?
Yeah, and you know, some people
then you feel
do.
Better.
If you think about, like, alien abductions and stuff like that, you know, some people lose time and all of a sudden you're back, and maybe shit like this does exist. Maybe there's wormholes and all that stuff that I don't understand. But
yes.
Thank you for being a helpful bus. Thank you.
I'm glad you returned people. I was afraid like they'd just like drive them to hell or something.
Or like, you're done, you're no good. No, they're trying to get people back out.
Okay.
Yes, it's a nice bus.
Nice bus.
Didn't mean to scare you.
Okay. All good. All good.
Well, that's what I've got for some urban legends.
Lovely, lovely.
Well, bestie, if you are enjoying listening to urban legends like we were, let us know. We can always do another episode. Or if there's any topics you want to hear about.
Yes.
Just send your request to remelations@gmail.com. We want to hear what you want to hear, so let's do this together.
We want to hear what you want to hear, and then we're going to tell you what you want to hear and listen to, just like that. That's simple.
Very.
And then specify if you want me to cover it or Brooke to cover it.
Ooh.
Even if you want to go one level deeper, bestie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like it. I like it.
I like this
idea. I would love if we, let's do this. Let's request. Send us a topic. Let us know who you want to cover it. And maybe in upcoming episodes, the next month or so, we can do a listener requested topic.
Okay.
You do one, I do one.
Let's also loosen the ties a little bit.
Oh,
it
yeah.
doesn't have to be like, and we don't do like, these weren't strictly dream related urban legends. Some come from nightmares, some don't. But it don't worry about like sending us something that has to be like,
it could be anything. Anything.
Scientific,
we'll just open
anything.
Grab bag. Anything at all.
Yes.
Could be
anything.
Anything. Yes. Don't forget, email us. We're going to do that maybe next month. That's the deadline. Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Have a spring game.
A spring game?
Sorry, it'll be spring.
A spring fling. We'll work on the title. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We'll think of something for next week. Okay. Brooke, you sent me a few things you wanted me to write down on my note card this week. And I'll be honest, I left my note card upstairs. Do you remember something you wanted to cover in Chit Chat? But you just were vague, of course. Always the vague one. The vague.
Oh, that's
vagabond.
Me. Vagabond. Yeah. Are you referring to my party?
I heard something. You had a party. A little shindig at the old place.
It was not meant to be. So it was supposed to be just, you know, kind of like a girl's afternoon. It started in the afternoon.
Oh, those are the best parties when they just kind of roll on into the evening.
And the morning, Mindy.
And the morning.
And so it was just me and two of my girlfriends, and then one of my guy friends came over, and we were just in jammies and no makeup and ponies. And
love it. The best.
Just like I am every
Welcome week. To your 30s and 40s, kids.
And this is just what it is.
Yep.
And then
I'll take this over going out to the bars anytime.
Yes. It's great.
It's
and
cheaper
so you
and
know
you're comfortable.
BJ, you know, yep. you met yeah. BJ and Trey. So later in the evening, BJ's like, Trey and his friend are out. Do you think they can stop over? I'm like, yeah, sure. So he and his buddy come over. And then I don't know what happens. All of a sudden, there's we're drinking and it's getting later and we've been drinking all day or all afternoon. And I'm like, I'm wrestling with my friend Chad on the ground.
If you know Brooke, this is not a surprise. I forgot to mention too
that my friend Sydney brought her dog, who's never been here. Okay. So we've got
WrestleMania.
She was really good, but we were doing, and she was just getting so worked up because she's like, "Don't hurt my Brookie! Don't hurt my Brookie!" Yes. She didn't, you know, we were playing around.
This is not ex Chad. This is your friend Chad.
My friend Chad, not ex Chad. Okay. Yes.
Good.
And so everyone was
like, don't wrestle with your ex.
Don't wrestle. No. And then all of a sudden I just realized, like, I smell food. And I had come back downstairs and there's three more dudes and they had brought all this food. And I'm
okay.
I don't know you. It was like, oh, this is New York. Well, maybe I shouldn't say their names because I haven't really talked to them yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're just sitting
Let's give them nicknames. Give them nicknames.
Well, they kind of are nicknames.
Oh, well, then they're fine.
Well, let's say. Okay. So anyway, so at this point, I'm sitting on the floor and
question. What kind of food did they bring? Because you're welcome or you're not welcome, depending on what you brought.
Oh, it was a spread. It was a huge spread.
Like, way to go, new friends.
Super nice. So I'm on the floor and I'm beyond tipsy at this point, and I'm facing this one guy who's sitting on the couch across the living room from me, and he's got a just plain white sweatshirt on and it says Balenciaga. So I'm getting into my sassy self. I'm like, hey, Balenciaga, you a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills over there, fancy man? And like,
Balenciaga, is that a brand? Like a fancy brand?
It's a designer.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, but see, that I was cracking up, and then I'm like, oh, I don't know this person. Oh, like, I said it as a joke. I could have offended,
yes.
And then, so I got up, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. He's like, no, it was funny. I totally got it. I'm like, because he's just in town or just moved to town. He's like, I didn't think anyone here would know what it meant.
I'm like, you're like, I'm in Iowa. Who the fuck knows who Balenciaga is?
You're probably right with this population.
Yes.
So anyway, chit-chat with him. And then this guy sitting next to him, I'm still sitting across the room, is whispering to him. And he's like, you. And he's pointing at me from across the room. Like, and I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you're it. You have it. You're going to be a star. And I might be paraphrasing, but remember he just kept saying, he's like, if you haven't done something with that laugh of yours yet, you need to. And we are going to make it happen. And then Balenciaga chimes back in. I'm looking to do
I like something the name, with
podcast and, you know, starting like getting advertising out there, even locally at first, you know, like in both your markets. Cause I said, well, we're not in the same city, you know, just
wait. So where was Balenciaga from?
These are details, Mindy, that have fallen through the cracks that I will pick up the pieces.
You're like, between the wine cracks of the floorboards, Mindy, I don't know these details. I don't know who these people are in my house. They brought food. That's all that matters.
This was just a dream, by the way. And so he then like gets up and we're sitting like crisscross applesauce on the ground, just talking back and forth.
I have a podcast. You want to have a podcast? We have a podcast. We know about podcasts.
Well, this is the other dude now. Balenciaga's on the couch. Okay. I'm talking to this guy and we just chatted. He knew about movies. He knew about all kinds of stuff. And it was just like, oh my God. Like, we were just cracking up. And it was like something happened where he picked up on something. I don't know what it was, but to make a very, 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 very long story short, everyone was gone except for me and these five guys at this point. And it's about
Brooke,
3 in the morning.
Brooke, you scare me sometimes. No, I mean, I know you know Trey. You know, yeah, I know.
And Al. I'm saying people's names. I mean, yes. And BJ was just upstairs sleeping. You know, it wasn't. But it was just me in my living room with like five dudes. I'm like, all right. Was so tired, so tired. And they're like, one more karaoke song. And I'm like, you guys can sing all night long.
My God. Why don't we live closer? Because this sounds
fun. I'm going to bed. And so then they all start walking out the door down the porch, and the guy keeps pointing back going, "You're it. You've got it." And I'm going, "Okay, thank you." Because
my neighbors don't want the cops called.
Yelling it as he's walking down the sidewalk. He's like, "We're going to talk." And I'm like, "I know someone else who has it too, and we can talk to her." That's you, Mindy.
Oh, that's me? Oh, that's you. Thanks.
So it was just really funny. I'll get some more details as they trickle back in.
Perfect. But, you know, sounds like a fun night, though.
It's an impromptu. The impromptu parties always end up being the best ones, I feel like. They just, because everyone's not expecting to go, they're like raging. It's just like everyone ends up chilling and just, you know, wrestling with your gay best friend and your other best friend's dog.
Fun.
That's just how the party goes.
That's how it rolls. I love that you can live this life because I don't. We're like, I'm the antisocial one. Like, I'm like, I'm good. We don't have to go out. I mean, if we go out, we'll sit at a bar together and we'll have like our dinner and go home. But like, you live this, like, I've got the mom married life, and you've got like the opposite. Like, we, as much as we are together, and that's why I think we fit so well together, we always have as friends. But yeah, I live vicariously through you.
Well, you would have been very tired and hungover the next day. Oh. So if you want to live that part for me,
in my own life too.
That happens to me.
I have to wake up at 5 to take the kids to school, especially when daylight savings time slams. And it's great. You know, I'm tired and sometimes hungover.
Well, next time we'll try to have one. But sounds like, good. We'll plan it, and then it'll just be cool. Everyone will go home.
That's
you know,
how
it's
it works.
Just like, well, we'll see what happens.
Right.
I love being the host. I love being the
host. That's fun. You are. You're the hostess with the mostest.
I need more snacks, I've been told.
Oh, now you know.
Now I know. I like positive feedback. Mindy, dear, do you have any exciting chit-chat?
Well, the only thing I could say is exciting is... are you familiar? I know I might have talked about it last year, but the show The Bear on FX.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yes. We talked about it, and I got to the episode in the first season where it's like
the Seven Fishes episode.
Is that what it's called? The Chicago, when it's just like a, it's.
Oh, are you talking about the one scene?
Okay. And then, so I haven't seen it. I know there's another season. Is another one coming out? Is there a third season coming out?
There's a third season, yeah. Yeah, no, the other one I'm talking about is like the most stressful TV episode I've ever seen because it's just there's so much anxiety in the episode. It's just, you don't breathe until the end of the episode. It's just, and Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. She might not be in the first season. She might just be in the second season. That's Carmi's mom. So anyhow, it's a Chicago-based show, and they film in Chicago. And so, you know, there's been a lot of things on, like, you know, message boards or, like, Facebook groups I'm in that are like, oh, you know, they're shooting again. And, they, you know, people taking TikToks from their apartments, like, oh, here they're outside of this church, or the, you know, spotting them filming in the city. Well, I follow a casting agency out of Chicago that does casting for The Bear. And so they did a casting call the other day for a stand-in. Looking for someone who's like between 40 and 50, about my height, about my weight. I'm like,
Mindy?
I'm gonna sign up for this. No, I doubt I would ever get it. But you know, I filled out the application because I'm like, if I could be an extra on one of my favorite shows, I'm going to put my application in.
Okay, keep going. This is so much better than my story.
No.
I'm living vicariously.
There's no end to it. I just threw out there because like they were looking for like newborn twins because, well, I won't give anything away. Anyways, they're looking for like some babies. They were looking for certain cars. Like they're always looking for something. They post it in this like Facebook group or their Facebook page.
That's
so I'm like,
so
well, I'll just put out my like profile. You put your like headshots on there, things like that. I'm like, if I fit something, great. But they did ask for someone specifically like in my dress size, age, weight, everything. I was like, okay. So I put that out there yesterday.
When do you know?
I don't know. I think they're filming on Monday. So if it's going to happen, it probably would have happened. But the funny thing is that like the picture, they put like a cropped picture on the like what they're requesting.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm like a sleuth. So I'm going to do a reverse image search on this image they posted. I'm like, because maybe that can give me some details on like what it is. And it was a picture of Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm like, oh, so they're trying to find a body double for Jamie Lee Curtis, which although I'm the same age, Or, you know, not the same age, but I'm younger than her and maybe the same body type.
She's a good 20 years older than you, Mindy.
That's who the picture went back to, is Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm like, okay, so I could understand I might not fall in that body double age range. Right. But I'm like, well, it's out there. So
it's out there. They always need somebody. They always.
I would sign up for that in a heartbeat.
Every shape, size, color, anything. You know what? Everybody needs either to be in the background or play a maybe not a leading role, but a
they do that a lot in they do that a lot for like Chicago PD Med.
Yeah, you need real people to be patients, to be in the background. Like, it has to feel real, not just like all superstars.
Mark was a extra in the movie Lucas when he was in high school.
Oh wow, okay.
And he talks about it still. Yeah, he's like, I've done it, it's cool, we should do it. And so, like, you know, I put our profiles out there, so we'll see. We'll see if
maybe you could do a couple.
Anyone wants to cast
too,
us? Like, that'd be great. We were supposed to be in Chicago PD a couple years ago. Was it last year? And they switched the date on us, and then we had like a wedding, so we couldn't
know any of this.
Yeah, they cast us for extras, but the day they originally were going to shoot, we had free. They switched it to a day we had like a wedding booked, and so we never got to do it. So
that's a bummer.
Who knows? I love that they use Chicago.
I was going to say there's a lot more shows filming in Chicago these days. So, hey.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Love it.
Superstar.
Anyways, that's it. Time will tell. If you need, hey, I can wear a wig. I can be Jamie Lee Curtis's body double. It's fine. I'll do it. I will.
She's got huge
knockers.
Bubbies. Yes.
Yeah. Looking good.
She and is married to Christopher Guest, who is one of my all-time favorite actors / improv / comedians. So,
well, there you go. Time will tell. So we'll see.
Yes,
we'll see.
Yes.
Why not put your stuff out there? Live a new experience.
Jamie Lee Curtis was the original Scream Queen.
Yeah.
So,
and we're the original Dream Queens.
So
it's meant to be.
Good call.
All right, Bessie, that
snaps.
Should wrap it up for tonight, because we're both feeling like crapola, and it's time for us to go to bed. Let's drug up and go to bed.
Chug that NyQuil, Paul.
I got that Tylenol, cold and sinus, waiting for me upstairs. It's going to go great with this glass of wine. I'm going to be out. Before we take off and before we fall asleep, we need you to do us one favor, and that's to tell your best friend about the podcast. You can tell your favorite diner worker, your diner waitress, sit at the counter, ask for some hash, ask for an apple pie, tell her about the show. You can tell your favorite hotel escort that shows you all the rooms, the possibilities of lovemaking, and tell that dude you met on Hinge that you're sexting, that they're not your videos, but you still want to meet and have a nice date. Just let him know. Let him know about the podcast. Bessie, that's the best thing you could do for our show. Just tell one person, spread the word, nerd.
Oh, boy. We really are feverish.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, bestie. Try not to lose any limbs when you're on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, damn it.
And until next week.
Yeah. Sweet
dreams, bitches. Do I wanna go to bed?
You do.